We're continuing in the Sfat Tamim. We're on page Tet, the regular editions. And the Chafetz Chaim is continuing. He says, Kama chamuru yisur gezel. How stringent is this prohibition of thievery? Sharei min ha-shamayim marim nishmo tzakat ha-nigzal. We have a special ear, so to speak. There's a special place in heaven for someone who's being robbed, that when he calls out to heaven, they're so quick to hear his cry. Kidamrinan, as the Talmud tells us in Tractate Bab Metzia, Amar Rabbi Avu taught, Shloshana pargod ninal bifnehem. There are three that the gates never get locked before them. That whenever they complain, their complaint goes right in. Ona'ah, when a person is being cheated. Gezel, when a person is being robbed. And avodah zarah, idol worship. As the verse says, Hinei Hashem nitzav l'chumat anach v'yado anach. Gezel, as the verse says, Chamas v'shod yishma b'al panai tamid. Avodah Zarah, as the verse says, Ha'am ha'machisim oti al panai. God says, I'm always looking at this nation that's angering me in their idol worship. U'v'yotel mizeh. So, it goes beyond this. Sh'afilu im yakriv korban olam, shehu kulo kalil. If a person, let's say, brings an ola sacrifice, it all gets burnt in honor of God. Or yase shal mitzvot Hashem meoshek v'chamas, and he does every other mitzvah in honor of Hashem. But where does he have the money for all this? Because he withheld wages. Because he cheated other people. He took other things forcibly. Lo yiratze lefanav. It's not accepted before Hashem, as the verse says. Ki ani Hashem oev mishpat zonei gazel beola. Hashem says, I love justice and I hate it when the Ola sacrifice has mixed in money that was stolen. And our sages taught, Lulav ha-gazul v'hevesh pasul. If one uses a lulav that was stolen, or a dry lulav, so that's disqualified. U'mashlo al zeh ba'agadan. In the Medrash, Chazal say a story, a metaphor. Lema ha-davar domeh. What is this like? Lelistim shaya yoshev b'parshat rachim. You had this armed robber who used to sit at the crossroads, ומלסתם הבריות, and he'd rob people. פעם אחת עבר לשם שלוחו של מלך. One time, one of the king's men, one of the king's messengers passed by, שהיה מלך שולחו לגבות מס ממקום אחד. He was on his way to collect taxes from somewhere. וקם עליו הליסטים הזה. And so this robber pounced on him, ולקח ממנו כל מה שהיה לו. He stole everything the guy had. לימים, נתפס אותו הליסטים, וניתן בבית הסוהר. So as time passed, the robber finally got caught, was thrown in jail. Shama alav oto ha-shalich shel ha-melech. So this guy, who the tax collector, heard about it. Uva etzlo v'amar lo. He came to him and said to him, Im ata noten li kol ma shelakachta mimeni, alamed alecha zchut lifnei ha-melech. If you give me back everything you took from me, I'll speak to the king on your behalf. Amar lo ein li mem, ela ze ha-malbush haya min ha-melech. He says, I don't have anything left. The only thing I have left is this garment that I took. Untanolo, and he gave him back the garment. Amalo, lemachak shetetze ladin, v'yomar lecha ha-melech, yesh lecha adam shilamed alecha zchut. When you go before the king tomorrow to be judged, the king's going to ask you, is there anyone who could say something on your behalf? Toma, what you should say is, yesh li adam echad, I have one person, ha-melech yishlacheni v'yikreini, v'elmod alecha zchut. And the king will call me, and then I'll say something good about you. Lemachak shaya olech ladin, the next day, he was brought to be judged. Amar lo ha-melech klum, yesh lecha adam shilamed lecha zchut? You got anyone who could say something good about you? Amar lo, yesh li oto ploni. He said, yeah, that tax collector, he's got a good thing to say. Shalach ha-melech bishvilo. So the king summoned him. Amar lo, ma ta yodea b'zeh ish? So the king asked the tax collector, what do you have to say about this guy? Amar lo, yadati b'sha she-shalachti oto ligbot amas mimakom ploni. Kam alai ve-lakach kol ma she-haya li. So the tax collector said, I know you once sent me to collect taxes, and he pounced on me and robbed everything I had, and here you have a garment that proves that he robbed me that time. So people said, whoa, this guy thought this guy would say something good on his behalf. Look at him. He turned against him. That's what happens when a person takes a lulav, and he wants to have merits with that lulav. V'imaya lulav gazul. Let's say that lulav was stolen property. So then, Utsovech lifnei ha-makom v'omer gazulani, chamusani. The lulav, so to speak, yells before heavens and says, I'm stolen property, I was taken wrongly. U'malachei ha-sharet omrim, and the angels in heaven say, oy lo lazesh nasis ha-negoro kategoro. So the angels in heaven say, what of this guy? The mitzvah that should have spoken on his behalf is now testifying against him. So that's the idea that the Chafetz Chaim was saying, that when a person steals, he has to realize that the thievery causes that even things that should have been positive mitzvot, at the end of the day, if they were acquired unlawfully, they were acquired through theft, so then they come back and they haunt the guy. Instead of speaking on his behalf, they really speak against him.